T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, May 17th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Kick Sawville's here.
Happy Open Line Thursday, everybody.
And look who's back in the studio. It's one Jason William Bishop.
Thanks for holding down the fort, boys, last couple of days. Fist bump for that. You too.
Yeah, you know what?
Kicks is afraid to touch you.
I'll take a virtual fist bump.
You know, isn't it just a stomach virus?
Yeah, I mean, I have zero energy right now. But the worst thing about, I don't know if Bickle felt the same way after the Florida trip, but the worst thing besides feeling physically ill about being sick is that you just feel like a loser because all you do is sit around and lay around all day.
Right.
That's all I did.
Just trying to recuperate.
Tuesday and yesterday, I just laid around all day. I left the house.
Kind of sounds like the life.
No, yeah, I know what you mean.
No, you just you get nothing done. I mean, I left the house once to walk my dog. I mean, yeah. you just feel like a loser.
Well, I know when I was in Florida, I didn't have the energy really to walk around. Neither did I. Yeah, you get down to the pool.
But at the end of the day, you're like,
they call paramedics.
What do you do?
Did Lucas Glover's wife come in and give you a pep talk, call you a loser?
No, she didn't.
And the P word?
But she probably would have.
Oh, you're sprawled out in bed.
Oh, yeah, she would have dumped you.
Oh,
if you were married
yeah.
to Lucas Glover's wife, she would have dumped you
yeah.
for not showing up for work.
Right. She needs you out there grinding.
You missed
the guy who won the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She's pretty.
Pretty hard.
What?
She's got a different picture.
She's got spindly chicken legs.
I looked at her mugshot.
I saw the mugshot.
I'm sure that wasn't her best day.
She's got spindly chicken legs, and she's a terrible person.
If you want to see what a person really looks like, just check out the mugshot. That's
right.
What they really look like.
I thought she actually looked fairly decent in the mugshot compared to most people in
she's
mugshots.
She's a super plasticky Barbie clone that with chicken legs, and she calls you the P word.
Your standards so are
I'm
dropping,
gonna, I'm going to... Take a hard pass.
Anyway. Well, I'm just separating the what she called you. If we're just talking about attractiveness, I think she's pretty attractive. As Eric said, she's a golfer's wife. Most of them are
They
attractive.
All look like Paige Spernak.
You know what she is? She's a demon.
She's no Paige
She's
Spernak.
A freaking demon.
Here's a picture of her, Jason, when she's sober.
Mm-hmm.
She's not. She's an attractive girl.
There's a lot of makeup on that face.
Yeah, listen, not my type, and I'd have donked her off years ago. Lucas Glover is practically a cuckold. Mm-hmm. I don't get to understand what he's doing there,
mm-hmm.
but I got it. You got kids involved. But
yeah,
that's
definitely got kids involved.
That's a serious nightmare situation, and apparently, you know, the 911 calls go viral, and we'll play that at some point during the show.
She wants that money.
We're pulling a Brett
from
911 calls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an unbelievable situation.
Anyway, thanks, boys, for hanging out.
Yeah,
two
of course.
Days.
Sucks. Don't want you to be sick.
We were speculating, though, the timing of your sickness. You're off next week, right?
Yeah.
I am off next week.
It would have been a beautiful sickness to wrap it all the way around the vacation.
So you should have gotten
sick.
Should have gotten sick on Wednesday.
Should have gotten sick today.
Right.
And then Friday.
So then on Thursday, Friday.
Then you start turning a quarter on Saturday. Sunday, you feel pretty good, and then you look down the barrel of vacation.
Remind me next time.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
But if it's a staycation, it's not like you go out there and play golf anyway because it just rains every day.
Well, I can't play golf with the rain. I can't play golf with my shoulder. I can't play golf.
I can't play golf because he has to run to the bathroom every 90 seconds.
I haven't played golf since November. It's depressing.
I haven't played golf since, I don't know, last August, and it's very liberating.
Well, I'm supposed to play tomorrow, and I'm looking at the forecast, and I have all week, and it's not changed. 100% chance of rain tomorrow.
Right.
100%.
Yeah. Are they still going to have it?
If you want to play in British Open
my
conditions,
understanding is,
then tomorrow's the day for you.
It's not my choice. I paid for the foursome.
Is this a charity tournament?
It's a charity thing. It's the one I enjoy all year. All the others I don't do. I turn them all down. And it's one I've looked forward to, and it's 100% chance of rain. What are you going to do? Already taken off work. we're just go and sit in the clubhouse.
Speaking of charity, I think
I don't know what else to do.
I think I haven't talked to Drabian about these about this, but I think I have a charity appearance for you two on June 15th. I'm working out the money. Appearance fee. I'm trying to work out
your booking appearances for us.
Look at that.
Well, they asked me to do it, but
that's
I can't.
Solid.
They asked me to do
and
it.
And you're getting paid to appear at a charity event? That's above and beyond.
I always feel kind of weird taking money from a charity event.
That's kind of true. But you know what? Drafts moving into a new house.
You got to do what you got to do, though.
Yeah, I mean,
hey,
I mean,
if they're going to donate their time, I just have to work out the money.
It's not really donating their time, though, when they pay you.
Well, that's true. You're not donating anything.
Yeah. You're not really donating anything.
But you're providing a service.
Yes, that's true.
You have to.
Someone wants to
I think
see
the only you have to, the only thing you have to do is get up on a stage and introduce a band.
Sounds easy.
Yeah, sounds but easy.
Especially if there's a payday.
I'll keep you posted on that.
Look at that.
Speaking of, I was just in like a Google a wormhole the other day, and I occasionally do this. And I Googled the HF Festival 2004 when we were there.
Okay.
I really did enjoy that when Jay-Z performed. And I found a batch of photos that I had never seen before.
Really?
Yeah. And this is only.
Oh, they have to be embarrassing.
So this was 14 years ago?
Yeah. So this is when Darnarian McCants and Rod Gardner and LeVar and all those guys were on stage with us.
Right.
And I think Dukes was there. And we're introducing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm always intrigued by pictures of when Jay-Z was performing because Beyonce was on stage right next to us.
She was watching him, yeah.
Yeah. And I found a picture. Oh, this is not the one. But so here's Jay-Z performing, and you see me in the background. Like you can see, if you knew me, you can see that I'm in the background. There's another picture I should find you where Beyonce is about 3 feet over, and you can see your head
right
behind Beyonce. You want me to send that to you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably a great picture.
Well, I mean, you could barely see, but I mean, you know what I mean? You're in the background, but.
Am I staring at her ass?
You're probably staring at her white
pants.
No, but
she looks so young and so freaking pretty.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I can't believe that was 14 years ago.
14 years ago. 14 years ago. And then you see the crowd shots from that day. The number of people that used to go to that event. How did that music die? Like 6 weeks later.
There were probably 50,000 people, if not more, at that
outside,
event.
Outside, inside.
It's crazy.
The lineup. If you go through the lineup, I won't even bother with you now. But the bands that were there, it's unbelievable.
Now you get me a little bit sized for the heyday. I need to look at that. Yeah. 2004.
I just get
sized.
Every once in a while, I get stuck in Google and I go, let me see if I can find some old pictures of the HF Festival and just see if I can find the Junks on stage with Jay-Z or something, because those were the days.
That was fun.
And I
see you sporting the Monte cargo shorts in that picture.
Oh yeah, everything in there is oil. I have big glasses, cargo shorts. I got my Steve Francis jersey. I mean, everything
is that
so
the one
dated.
Where Cakes actually ripped his cargo shorts trying to go over a fence?
It probably was.
I was with you.
It was the dumbest idea
ever.
We
had to go from the main stage to a side stage to intro some band, and so I took the shortcut jumping the fence instead of running all the way around. Then Cakes caught his pants on the same fence.
Well, it was like a 12-foot high fence. And instead of having, like, the silly money metal bar at the top of the fence, it had just a little bit of barbed wire at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So it made swinging the leg over top
almost
a little
impossible.
Bit difficult.
Yeah.
So I did that, nearly cut off my Bozak and ripped my silly cargo shorts. But it was not the best look.
But for that concert, so Jay-Z was kind of the headliner for it.
Yeah.
He flew in on a helicopter. I think they paid him about $150,000. Flew in on a helicopter, did his set, a 30-minute set. It wasn't a long set.
Mm-hmm.
But the crowd went nuts, and then got back on the helicopter.
I mean, flew out.
That lineup,
Beyonce, right?
That lineup was absurd. If you look at it. The main stage, just the main stage, was The Cure, The Offspring, Jay-Z, POD, Newfound Glory, The Violent Femmes, Cypress Hill, Papa Roach, Yellow Card, Our Friends OAR, and Voodoo Blue. I mean, I think they won a contest to be on the main stage. The street stage, Modest Mouse, The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Lit. Fall Out Boy and Taking Back Sunday. That was the street stage.
Fall Out Boy.
Listen, you guys are kind of
Fall Out Boy was on the street stage.
Think about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the locals only, headlined by our friends Jimmy's Chicken Shack, who are HFS.
The one thing I remembered about The Cure from that particular concert was we were standing on the stage off to the side.
Yeah.
And Robert Smith did not want anybody to watch them from the side angle for some reason. So he asked everyone to leave the stage that were watching from the side.
Right. He's a weirdo.
Now, you could stand in the back behind him and obviously in front, but you couldn't be on the side for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, the year before, then I got into it. I was like, well, let me Google the 2003 festival because I'm pretty sure we did that one.
Definitely.
That was the one. Well, for me, the big one that I remembered was Jane's Addiction. mm-hmm. right? And there mm-hmm. are a ton of photos. And I was trying to find us because I remember we were on the side stage when Dave Navarro and what was the name? What's the name of the lead singer, Jade's Addiction?
Perry Farrell.
Perry Farrell were playing.
Yeah.
And
is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He had a hot, silly Asian girlfriend or wife or, I don't know,
right.
threesome partner. I don't know who she was. She was standing over there, too. But I couldn't find pictures of us in the background on that one.
Mm. I definitely remember being there.
On the main stage that year, the Donnas played, and JP didn't go out and pull the plug on their mic during their performance.
No, he only did that.
No, he didn't sabotage that one.
He only did that in studio. Correct. Their first live performance ever.
I'll never forget that.
That was funny.
So funny.
Oh, man. Do you still have the audio? Did we ever play that audio on the show?
Yeah.
We
definitely have.
Still makes us laugh.
Yeah. God damn.
Well, I hope that the Caps don't look sick like they did in Game 3 tonight.
Yeah, they look like you sitting on the toilet.
I'm not willing to go 100%, but 95% of me feels like whoever wins this game tonight wins this series.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it 100%. Obviously, anything can happen.
This is a big one.
But I think this is a massive one. And, we talked about it all week.
JP, how you feeling about tonight?
The change on a dime.
I think they're going to win, mm-hmm. but I thought they were going to win the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't think it was going to be a sweep. I thought they'd win one of these two. I thought that they would win game three.
You were just kind of waiting for Tampa to show up because, they hadn't shown up in the first couple of games, and they showed up for that one.
They've scored 8 goals in 3 games. 5 of them have been on the power play.
Right.
The Caps need to clean that up first and foremost. Secondly, they may get Backstrom back. And I think that'll make a difference.
Cakes,
we don't know
reason,
if he's going to come back, but if they get Backstrom back and they clean up the power play issue where they gave Tampa 6 cracks at it.
It's 6 power plays?
Yeah.
Why are they giving so many power plays at home?
Holtby's tripping guys. I mean, Lars Eller couldn't stay out of the penalty box. He committed 3 himself.
That was a bad game.
So hopefully they've gotten rid of all those issues and they come out on fire tonight.
Well, they deserve to lose. They deserve to lose that game. They
absolutely,
they weren't good.
They were outplayed and Tampa's stars came to play.
Yeah, you missed it. So we talked all about like Roenick was killing him during the breaks, and I had a hard time disagreeing with him. At one point, I think in the second intermission, obviously it was the second intermission, he said they played 40 minutes. The Caps have played well in 2 of them.
Yeah.
That's
the worst they've looked, I think, in the playoffs.
I think so. And then the people were giving them a pass, saying, oh, they didn't look that bad. They were fine, just not good enough. Fine's not good enough.
I didn't think they were fine.
It's not, but they had played so well since dropping the 2 against Columbus.
They're due for a dud.
The Duke theory's everywhere.
It was too little too late, but I thought that they picked it up the second half of that game. Mm. First half of the game, they seemed to be slower. Didn't have as much energy. Holtby looked shaky. But in the second half, although it didn't result in a ton of goals, they were peppering the Lightning's goal.
Well, I wouldn't know because after they scored the 4th one, it was one of the rare times I turned it off. So when they went up 4-1, I waited about 2 or 3 more minutes maybe, and then that was it.
And that's why they had a bunch more shots.
But I would agree. I think tonight's winner wins the series.
I'm not going to say 100% because obviously 2-2, anything can happen.
Because then Tampa's completely stolen the mojo.
Well, and then they got their home ice back. Right. All that hard work you did is just evaporated.
Although the Caps are better on the road for some reason.
They're so much better on the road.
I can't explain it.
I don't get it.
So much it's better
weird.
On the road.
Well, if you want to chime in, it is open line Thursday. We can open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines now at 800-636-1067. It's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. So we'll take your calls. Plus, Joe Beninati, the voice of the Caps on NBC Sports Washington, joins us at 8. Brad Botkin on the NBA playoffs at 9:20. He's an NBA writer for CBS Sports. And Jeff Freeman is going to join us in studio, the president CEO of the American Gaming Association, to fill us in a little bit more about legalized sports gambling all across the country. Keep it here.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. On an open line Thursday, if you want to chime in, you can steer the show at 800-636-1067. Joe B., the voice of the Caps, will join us at 8 o'clock as we dive into Caps Lightning Game 4. Right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Fill you in on what's going on in the sports world.
Eric was asking during the break about the Preakness. I see an 8-horse field here,
right,
according to my site.
And I already forgot who won the Derby.
Justify.
They say it's Justify's, his triple crown to lose.
Justify's a favorite. He's minus 250.
I think this will be his fifth race in 13 weeks. I think I read that. So he's getting after it. He could be tired by the time that Belmont comes
around. Valdez, I'm not going to bug you and have you and Uncle Kenny make a ton of bets because I know it was a pain in the backside for the Kentucky Derby. So I'm going to stay away during the Preakness.
Well, we will not be at the track for Preakness.
Ah, okay.
It's only Derby and Breeders' Cup.
Gotcha.
Valdez got Justify at minus 250, got Good Magic plus 325. Do you like any other long shots here?
Honestly, I haven't even looked at the field.
Okay.
But Good Magic was the one that challenged Justify at the Derby.
Derby, right.
Yes, Good Magic was
so
second.
Those are your top two faves, Justify and Good Magic.
Well, we know this is going to be another wet one. We know that.
Yep, it's going to be wet. NBA last night, the Houston Rockets slaughtered Golden State 127-105.
What happened? They kind of were ahead the whole time, right?
I didn't see any of this game.
I watched a minute of it, wasn't interested, changed channel.
Wow, James Harden was 3-for-15 from threes.
Wow.
I watched quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
The Warriors were terrible, besides Durant. Then Klay Thompson had
eight points.
Yeah. And the entire internet was just roasting Steph Curry all night.
Curry was 1-for-8 from the three-point line.
But even worse was his defense.
Right. I saw him fall down one time.
Carving him up.
Paul, had a nice dime on him.
Durant had 38. He was 13-for-22. Nobody else did anything. They were 9-for-30 from threes, but Houston hit 16 threes. Six of them were Eric Gordon off the bench. He had 27.
Houston had success in the regular season against Golden State, and a lot of people didn't make that much of it because sometimes guys are out. It's regular season. What's the point? I liked what Mike D'Antoni said after game one. People said, well, what are you going to change? What kind of adjustments? And he was like, we're going to do the exact same
play,
thing.
They
we won 65 games. The criticism was because more than 50% of their plays are iso ball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just James Harden dribbling. And I saw a stat. He had more dribbles in game one than Curry, Thompson, and Durant combined.
Yeah.
He pounds the rock a lot, and guys just stand out there, but he's an unbelievable one-on-one.
But he's also the best isolation scorer in the league.
And then he complained that he needed help, and he got it last night from Houston. He got Ariza 7-for-9. Tucker was 8-for-9.
P.J. Tucker, man. That's an outlier when he scores.
I mean, Gordon was 6-for-9 from threes.
I mean, if P.J. Tucker gives you 8 points, you're happy.
Well, look,
he gave you 22.
Houston had to win that game. I mean, Golden State's going to win the series anyway, but Houston was going to get swept if they didn't win that game.
Right. I said this after game one, and I only watched about a quarter and a half of game one, and I watched maybe a quarter last night. Some of the shot making is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's threes. Okay, he was 3-for-15 on three-pointers, but it's threes with guys in their faces. Step-back threes.
Well, they were 16-for-42 from threes.
That's the analytics
you
of the game.
16 threes, you're probably going to win, right? So no games tonight, no games tomorrow in the NBA playoffs. You got game three in Cleveland, Boston-Cleveland. That'll be Saturday night. And then game three in this series will be Sunday night.
What a joke that is, though. In the NHL, we're now in this thing for the last month and a half where it's a game every other night. So you play Tuesday, play Thursday, you play Saturday. Cleveland loses game two on Tuesday night, and they don't play again until Saturday.
Three nights off, yeah.
What
well, you know
joke.
What? They need it as old as they looked in that game. But you're right. The NHL does it right. Speaking of the NHL, Vegas won again last night. Cakesy, they're
up 2-1 now.
They're,
series.
One.
They're just
going to
be in the finals. They're just going to effing be in the finals.
Question is, who they're going to play?
Well, hopefully it's the Capitals. And if there's any justice in the world, if those two teams meet in the finals, and I know I'm breaking my protocol, I said I wouldn't talk about anything past the Lightning, but you brought it up. If there's any justice, you can't let an expansion team win it in its first crack.
What do you mean let? Are you gonna cheat?
Like the cosmic forces I'm talking
cheat
about.
Cakes?
No, I'm just talking about the cosmic
refs?
Forces at work. Can't let that happen.
I don't think enough people are talking about this. This is an expansion team. These are players who have never played together
expansion
before.
Expansion teams are supposed to be terrible. They're supposed to be laughingstocks. They're not supposed to contend for titles in year one.
Yeah.
Why isn't this one of the greatest stories in the history of sports?
Because it's hockey, and not that many people pay attention to it. They're up 2-1.
All right, but that's not – you don't have to pay attention to it, but once you think about it and once you realize what's happening,
it's remarkable.
Why isn't it one of the greatest stories in the history of sports? Literally the history of sports.
Well, I think it kind of already is. And if they make it to the final and, God forbid, win the final – It's a top 10 story in sports all time. How could it not be?
And I also think that the way they did expansion in the past, whether it was the NBA or the NFL adding teams,
mm-hmm.
you knew that those teams are going to be horrific.
Right.
In this case, they were able to get some pretty good players.
They plucked some players. It's a little different.
Their goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, I was reading about the game.
A little different.
Apparently, he made two incredible saves down the stretch. They got top-line players.
I don't know if they have top-line players.
Well, second-line players.
I mean, they've got players. It's not like they had all-stars.
How were the rules different, though? How were the rules for this expansion draft different than previous years?
I don't know.
Why is their roster more stacked than in previous years?
I don't know that answer, yeah. But considering the fact that they've never played together, and this is a coach who never coached them, and this is the very first year of Vegas in the league, the fact that they are two wins away from the cup final, even right. if they adjusted the rules, and even if you said like guys like Fleury are there, I still think it's an unbelievable story.
I remember with the Caps, for example, they had to decide who to leave unprotected, and ultimately Nate Schmidt went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a huge loss. Now, he was a contributor, but I remember the decision for them had to do with salary, had to do with how the guys were on the lineup, whether they were under contract, and the decision was Nate Schmidt, and we all thought they were going to let the goalie, Groovy, go. Who's a solid goalie.
Mm-hmm.
Point is that each team had to make those decisions and let solid players go, not just bums.
Okay, I'll give you that. But again, they've never played together before. That's what I can't get past.
Yeah,
I mean, they were obviously all NHL players. They were stud players. Not like they were taking guys from the minors.
Right.
I get it. But they've never played together.
Hey, look. The people in Vegas, I understand they went through tragedy last October with the mass shooting. I get it. But you know what? Their franchise has to go through some growing pains. They can't just roll out there and win the Stanley Cup in year one.
Well, they might do it.
It's gonna get if it happens at the expense of the Capitals winning their first Stanley Cup. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself.
Well, be prepared because it could happen.
Oh,
all right. So the Nats Yanks mini 2-game series turned out to be a disaster. They only got 5 innings in out of 2 games. Looks like
5.5 innings.
Five and a half.
Exact.
So looks like June 18th will be the makeup. They'll finish the first game, the last 3+ innings there, and then they'll play the second game on June 18th. That'll be here. That's obviously an off day for both teams. Nats are off again tonight. Dodgers come to town. Dodgers have lost 6 straight. They lost 4 to the Reds. They lost to the worst 2 teams in the National League. They lost to the Reds 4 times, mm-hmm. swept by them, and they've lost the first 2 to the Marlins. In that series, they play again today, I think at 12:10.
It's not good for my Marlins under bet. Well, not too silly for
that.
How
about this? The Dodgers, who were in the World Series, have the identical record of the Miami Marlins.
And I'm guessing their payroll. What is the Dodgers' payroll?
A billion.
Probably $200 million plus.
$1 billion.
And the Marlins' payroll is probably like $30
million. Last night, the Astros beat the Angels 2-0. Justin Verlander got the win. He's 5-2. Complete game, 9 innings, 5-2. His ERA is 1.05.
Mm. I was surprised to see this morning though. It was and only
Ohtani
his
did play.
Shutout.
Ohtani did play. Went 0-4. Struck out 3 times. Verlander owned him last night.
Right.
I saw that it was only his 8th career shutout.
I saw there was a weird low number for Scherzer too.
Yeah.
I guess because of
complete
games.
He's still complete games. Exactly.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. But Verlander was unbelievable last night. Chris Sale got a win. The Red Sox beat the Athletics. He's 4-1. 2.29 ERA. And the Mets lose again. They get pounded by Toronto 12-1. They were out hit 15-4. Zach Wheeler got the loss. His ERA is almost 6.
Yeah, you know how many career shutouts Max Scherzer has? If I'm reading this correctly, 5. Mm. And he's unbelievable.
Guys don't pitch 9 anymore.
They just don't.
Right, let's go to the
Scherzer
phones.
Was supposed to pitch last night, so I'm assuming he's going to pitch.
You know, Google's a trip. You type in Max Scherzer, at least for my Google. I don't know if it's the same for yours. The first thing that automatically comes up as it fills out the rest of the, whatever you call that, the little bar there where you type in.
Search bar, yeah.
Search bar. Max Scherzer wife. That must be the most Googled thing, than Max Scherzer.
Really?
Is her friggin' wife. Mm. All right, let's go to his wife. Let's go to Michael Stafford. Michael, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to talk about the Capitals were taking penalties because Lightning is a dirty team, dude. If you notice in all of those penalties, they were reaching out and grabbing our guys' sticks, hold him in close, and particularly poor Lars, every time he's trying to wrench his stick free, he ends up taking a high-sticking or a roughing penalty. I've only been watching hockey for a couple of years, but, dude, there was some dirty play. I don't know how you clean that up, but Tampa Bay created all of those penalties for themselves.
Well, they didn't create the one where he caught the puck and held it for a half hour. They didn't create
true.
They didn't create it when Holtby tripped the guy.
They weren't good. The Caps sucked.
Yeah, but if you look when they were behind the our own goal, and it looks like he is just pounding that dude on the ground. The guy's holding on to his stick, and so the referee was in a position where he looks like that guy's just getting pounded. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I think Tampa Bay did anything really, really good. They created opportunities by creating penalties and getting and then capitalizing on them. And we got to clean that up.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, we cannot afford to give up six power play opportunities again. 12 minutes where they basically have, you know, essentially odd man rushes.
We saw how good that Tampa Bay Lightning power play is. That unit is clicking, and you cannot allow them to have five or six cracks at it because they're going to convert on two or three of them, and then you're in a big-time hole.
Are you getting the sense that they're going to give Backe a go, just maybe not have him on faceoffs, but let him pretty much do everything else?
Seemed like he was doing more at practice yesterday at Kettler, so maybe he does.
What are you waiting for? I would have played him in Game 3 if he had any inkling to play. I wouldn't be. You're not in a position to rest, guys.
I'm sure he's dying.
Yeah,
but
what if he's only
70%? No, I know it's not his call.
What if he's only 70%? You want him out there?
I think so. Yeah, as long as he could do that.
Well, now you're a little bit more desperate, so maybe they play him tonight.
I'd play him if he could play. I'd play him
because they lose tonight.
They lose tonight is really
dark.
No, you feel like you felt the last 2 days.
Yeah, I don't feel good about
that. It's a serious pucker factor for Caps fans if they drop the game tonight.
How about this story? Sidney Bouvier, Gilstrap Portly.
Yes.
I saw this story. It's very disturbing.
Was arrested, I guess, yesterday or the day before by Dallas police. He was enrolled at Hillcrest High School in North Dallas as a 17-year-old. Here's the issue. He's 25.
Yeah, right.
He was balling, though.
And
he was balling.
And he graduated from North Mesquite High School, I don't know, 8 years ago.
Well, he's also touching and kissing a 14-year-old girl.
Right, that is true.
Right. That is the major issue.
Of course.
Yes, he was dating a 14-year-old classmate. Apparently, he had a pretty good stint as a guard at Dallas Christian College in 2013, 2000. So he's a former college basketball player.
He's 25 years old, masquerading as a 17-year-old.
Correct. The only reason
brothers always look young.
The only reason he was caught is because one of his coaches from North Mesquite
saw him
in a tournament.
They're like, what is he doing?
He played for me.
Right.
So they found out he's not 17, he's 25. And he was arrested. I'm not sure about the sexual
Now, that
charges.
Often happens where guys like pedophiles or whatever will do that. They'll go back and try to re-enroll in school. Is that, you think, the root issue here? Or is a guy just wanted truly to relive his old glory? You know what I mean?
I think he just wanted a ball. But I
Was
don't know.
He taking classes, though? Because he enrolled.
Yeah.
I think he was in school.
He was taking classes like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
He was taking classes. He was playing for the team.
Yeah.
He was perpetrating being a 17-year-old when he was 25, going to every class, probably hanging out in the cafeteria.
Bored again, same classes.
Well, you think he cared about the classes?
I know, but my point is, would you want to
care if he's getting
A's? If you could play the sport, I think I would love to play the sport again. I'd love, if you could put me on a high school sports team again just to play with the team, that'd be fun. But going through the school part,
yeah, through
would
the
suck.
Awkwardness of high school,
except for you
and
would be
tests.
Arrested.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm saying hypothetically.
Apparently he was not. He hasn't been charged with any sexual misconduct or any. So he's only charged with tampering with government records.
Hey, look! If they had my dating in high school, they couldn't charge me with sexual misconduct either because I never got any.
Yeah, you'd be in the clear. You'd be okay.
That's just a crazy, crazy story.
I bet he had silly ups. He's dominating those 16-year-olds.
You know how nice that high school coach was when
he
saw him come
like,
show
this
up?
Guy.
He's like, where'd this kid fall out of the sky from?
Right.
I But the football coach was poaching.
Right. Oh, yeah, they were slice. You want to run track? What else can you do, kid?
Can you throw a baseball?
All right, all week we've been giving you a chance to win tickets to go see Drake in concert with special guest Migos. And we'll do that next. Plus, we have tickets to Real Madrid versus Juventus. We'll do the morning matchup. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. It is Open Line Thursday, but right now, going to give listeners a chance to win these tickets to go see Drake with special guest Migos at Capital One Arena. That's the first prize. And then we have tickets to go see Real Madrid versus Juventus at FedEx Field. That would be the second prize. And I've compiled the birthday game. Our birthday game might be different than others. It's just closest to the birthday, you challenge a junkie.
Very good. That's the way it works.
All right. Let's go. Let me see here. We'll go in order. Let's go to Freddie in Rockville. Hey, Freddie. What's up, man?
What's up, junkies?
Freddie, who do you want to challenge in the junkie's birthday game?
Let me challenge Old Cakes.
All right.
All right.
Johnny
Who's
Cakes.
Up? Who's up first?
I'll let Freddie have the first guess.
Okay.
And we will go with Drew Brees, who apparently has donated a prosthetic leg to a quarterback who clearly needed a prosthetic leg.
That's very nice of him.
Did he get the silly blade?
You know what? Not quite sure.
Right. I think that's the way you can. That's the only way you can do it.
Probably.
You need that blade.
Yeah. Freddie, do you have a guess? How old is Drew Brees?
Drew Brees is...
Come on, man.
I think he's like 38.
Ooh, that's a very good guess. I'm going to go a year older. I think he's closer to 40. I'm going to say he's 39.
That's what I would go. I would go 39.
Drew Brees.
Yep. Come on, let's go.
Who's giving a new prosthesis to a high school quarterback who lost part of his leg after a knee injury is 39 years
39. Old. Boy, Kings nailed it. Sorry, Freddie.
Sorry, Freddie.
You were very close to going to see Drake and Migos, my friend.
Let's go to Paul in Laurel. Hey, Paul, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? This is Cole.
Cole, up, I'm Cole? Sorry. I don't know why it says Paul.
That's
I was
okay.
trying to look no up problem. If it was a blade or not. I don't see that in the story.
That's fine. Right. We can find that later.
There's a lax girl came back playing college Division One lacrosse with the blade.
That's wow, crazy.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Crazy. Yeah, it's awesome.
She's playing with the Wesley Snipes.
She's playing with the silly.
All right, who do you want to challenge, Paul, in the Junkies
it's Cole.
Birthday game? Or Cole. Sorry.
Bish.
All right.
All right, Mike D'Antoni is the head coach of the Houston Rockets. Mm. Cole, you have the first guess.
I am going to say 52.
Oh.
Well, you're going to be a winner because it's a horrible guess.
You just go one over.
If you go 53, you're a winner.
I feel bad because it's too easy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a stab at it. I'm going to say 58.
He is 67 years old.
Wow. I was going to say 65.
Yeah. I didn't think he was that old.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Clearly.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks
right,
for listening.
Right. All right. Thanks, pal. Cakes, you know how you're an ageist and you think like once you get to a certain age, you shouldn't be driving anymore? Like, you
I stand by that firmly.
All right, but Mike D'Antoni, 67 years old.
Well, in 3 years, he should turn in his license.
He doesn't look it.
No, he looks good.
Yeah, he looks great.
But he has the means to have an Uber, you know, take him wherever he wants to go. But
he's been coaching a long time, and he played before that.
Yeah, he did.
By the way, I'm begging for somebody to take my license now, and somebody just drive me around whenever I want to go somewhere.
They'll take your license, but no one's saying that they're going to drive you around. That's on you.
That's the problem. I need a dedicated driver
right.
so that I don't have to do the driving.
Right.
So I can just fall asleep in my car.
I do have a friend who told me, and he has the means,
yes,
that he's considering just having a driver the rest of his life.
It's a great perk.
Right. He's like, why
do I bother?
A dedicated
driver and a chef.
Yeah.
Those are the real perks.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How about win the
Powerball first.
A masseuse.
Then you can do that.
An on-staff masseuse.
I mean, that's solid, but it's way down the list for me.
Let's go to David. Mechanicsville. Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
David. Who would you like to challenge in the Junkies birthday game?
Let's go with Cakes.
Johnny Cakes again.
Man, they're picking on me over here.
Deadpool 2 is coming out. Ryan Reynolds is a star.
He's dreamy.
David, you have the first crack at Ryan Reynolds.
38.
Ooh, that's another good
guess.
A
really good guess.
Wow, it's a great guess. Is he 38 yet?
He looks so dreamy, though. He's got to be young.
He might be older and just carries it well. I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds is 41.
Ooh.
Cakes is on fire. He's 41 years
old. Wow. Cakes must be cheating.
I'm not cheating. I'm actually looking up somebody else to do in case JP runs out of names.
I got three more. Let's go to our next contestant in the Junkies birthday
game.
Don't
test me today.
So hold on. They're 0 for 3? Yeah.
They're 0 for 3.
We're too good.
Is it Ahmed?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Amanda?
Good morning, buddy.
Who would you like to challenge in the Junkies birthday game?
The king of Ashburn.
All right.
You know what, Ahmed, do you want Jason to go first or do you to go first?
Jason can go first.
All right, I've got one. How old is Bullets legend Wes Unseld?
Ooh. That's a good one. I have a rough guess. I mean, you could kind of figure out if you thought about his career and stuff, but that's almost like cheating.
Wes Unseld is your guy.
All right, I'm going to say.
Just want to know your blank instinct.
My instinct is 68.
Oh, he's got to be way older. 68.
Than that. All right, what do you say there, Ahmed?
I'm going to say 76.
I think he's very close.
What is he?
He's 72. Oh,
it's right in the middle.
We got to do another
time
one.
Again.
All right, Elvin Hayes.
No.
They're in the same realm.
Or you can go do the math on the month.
Hold on, do it again.
No.
Do another one.
You got to do another one.
Am I going first?
I got one.
All right.
AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. I don't know why.
That's random.
AJ McLean.
Who's going first?
The Donk.
All right, I have his age right here.
Ahmed.
Okay, I would say AJ McLean from Backstreet Boys is 45.
No.
Jason?
I'll say 44.
40 years old.
He's 40.
Yeah.
40 years old.
Sorry, Ahmed.
I was going to guess 38.
Junks are now 4-0.
The listeners can't beat us in the birthday game.
It's been proven.
It's been scientifically documented.
All right, let's go to Eric in Alexandria. Eric, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, who do you want to challenge?
Let's go Bickle.
All right.
Harrison Ford.
Oh.
Solo's coming out. Now, Harrison Ford is not playing Han Solo in this one, but the original Han Solo. How old is Harrison Ford? EB, you lead off.
He looks terrible. I'm going to say 71.
All right.
You want to go older than that or younger?
What do you say there, buddy, Alan?
Let's go 72.
He is 75 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Alan wins. He gets a pair of tickets to see Drake with special guest Migos at the Capital One Arena on September 12th. Tickets go on sale May 18th through Live Nation and the Capital One Arena box office. But you win your way in all week long with 106.7 of the Fan. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
Cakes, they not only let him drive, they let him fly planes.
Well, he doesn't do it very well.
Yeah, he's not very good at it.
Yeah, I agree.
I would pull his pilot's license, too.
Here's a Star Wars question for you, EB.
No idea.
I can't wait to hear this answer.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of his ship?
Yes, that's easy.
He has to know that. I mean, that's a layup.
Well, hold on.
Even if
just to be clear, what year did Star Wars come out?
77.
Okay, that's the last time I saw it.
Okay, but pop culture, you're the entertainment guru.
This was more popular than the space shuttle, though.
I only because I hear you nerds talk about it.
Something about
a Falcon.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
The Millennial Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Julio Jones.
Believe me, I wouldn't know that, except I hear you guys once in a while mention it.
Let me ask a basic.
Ask me another one.
What's the name of his furry friend?
Chewbacca.
You know more than you think.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry for this.
Ooh, another one.
What's the name of the goofy little
R2-D2 thing?
Yeah, you know the basics. Okay.
What's the gold one?
The gold one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. R2-D2, and then the other one was like Tron or something.
No one Tron.
C-3PO.
Oh, C-3PO. Right. Silly.
What's the name of the evil of the Empire's big giant battle station?
I don't even know
Death
what you're
Star.
Talking.
Death Star.
Yeah, I've never really heard of that. That sounds like a kung fu movie or something.
Death Star.
I've never really heard of that.
Star Wars is like Kevin's on sports.
It's very rudimentary.
I could draw more Chinese characters than it could answer Star Wars questions. Yeah.
All right. We still have the Real Madrid versus Juventus tickets. Let's go real quick.
Oh, we do?
Junkies birthday games.
All right. Let's go to Rich in Olney.
Rich.
Rich, what's up? Who do you want to challenge?
I'm pulling for you, Rich.
Let me challenge EB.
All right.
All right, EB. Barry Trotz. Rich, you lead off.
Barry Trotz is 63.
63.
I think he's a little more spry than that. I'm going to say 60.
He's 55. You're done, Rich.
Sorry, Rich.
Punch up our next contestant.
We are See good. You in the old town.
We are Five good at one. This game. Let's go to Justin Springfield. Justin.
What's up, John?
For the State Warriors of the birthday game, right. But not last night.
No, not last night. Justin, who do you want to challenge?
I'll take on Bish.
All right.
Bish, Robert Downey Jr., who plays Iron Man in the Avenger films.
He looks pretty good for whatever age he is.
Who's going first?
You lead off, Jason.
Robert Downey Jr. is 53.
He is 53 years old.
Wow. Justin. Yeah. I would have said a double nickel. I would have said 55.
He was very good and annoying in Weird Science back in the day.
Yeah, he was.
Way back.
He wasn't very good in Less Than Zero, although he didn't do... I was going to say, the actor was good, but what he did in the movie was not good.
Right.
Let's go to Rick in Front Royal.
Rick.
All right. Who do you want to challenge,
I think we're
Rick?
6-1 right now.
I'm going to take Bickle.
I think I'm the one that lost.
Yeah, you did. You have another one?
Yes. Since we're playing with Rick, I figured I'd look up a famous Rick.
Rick Springfield.
Well,
Rick Allen, one-armed drummer from Def Leppard.
The one that I went with was Rick Moranis.
That works, too.
From Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Is it Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters, yes.
Didn't he do Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
He definitely did Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
And then Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Correct.
Right.
Does this guy even know who Rick Moranis is?
Do you know who Rick Moranis is?
Of course.
All right.
You lead off, then.
He was Dark Helmet in Spaceballs. Everybody knows that.
Comb the Desert. Let's see. I'm going to say he's 62.
All right. I was going to go a little bit younger. I'm probably wrong. I was going to say 58.
He's 65. We finally have our
Life
second
is flying
round.
By.
You get a pair of tickets to see Real Madrid take on Juventus for the International Champions Cup Saturday, August 4th at FedEx Field. Tickets on sale now through internationalchampionscup.com, but you can win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan.
That's right. All you got to do is go to thefandc.com/contest for more details.
That's right.
All right, when we come back, let's get back into this game. Game 4 tonight. What is your vibe? What do the Caps need to do to win this to take a 3-1 series lead? We'll open it up to Caps fans at 800-636-1067 as we talk Caps Lightning here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.